Welcome to the Cankle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Hey, it's Cankle Fritz. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Here's some highlights from today's show. If you don't enjoy it, well, it's Misty's fault. And Sally's fault. Good morning.
Hey, Cankle Fritz. I was calling about the embarrassing text.
Yeah, we're talking about sleep texting, which apparently one in three of us have sent a text in our sleep, which is kind of embarrassing. But what do you got for us?
Well, so apparently whenever you're texting, it always goes back to the last person that you texted when you hit the little message thing.
That is true.
Oh, no.
I forget that and tell my boss that I love them very much. Have a great day. And then, you know, yeah, so... That's always good fun when your boss is like, I don't think your wife got your morning message.
Oh, no. Wow. Is that you? I've done that before.
Yes.
I think I've told you and Misty how much I love you on accident.
Yes. Yes. You've shared your great affection for us.
So you call yourself ugly, but you've only seen yourself looking at yourself in the mirror. Saw this article and it was talking about that, and it says, but then again, you don't see yourself when your face lights up at the sight of a baby or ice cream or your favorite restaurant. You don't see that. You don't see yourself when you smile at me for finally understanding what you're trying to say. You don't see yourself when you're so focused on the things that you love doing. You've never seen yourself tear up after laughing so hard, or, you know, it's things you just don't, you don't see that in the mirror. And I guess that's why it's so easy for people to say that they're ugly, because they've never seen themselves in the smallest moments, in the ordinary and the still beautiful moments of life. Oh, it's just standing there in front of the mirror.
Yeah, we're not always so friendly to ourselves when we're staring at ourselves in a mirror. But what you're saying is, in real life, and the impact we make is not always obvious to ourselves.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that people are more beautiful when they're enjoying life.
Yes.
I'll just be real with you.
Okay.
When I'm standing in front of the mirror, I'm not really enjoying myself.
Can't go Fritz.
I wish I was looking at someone else.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it's just to remember that, hey, you know, how you really look to others is a lot different. So I hope that encourages you today. This guy is Matthew West.
Here goes nothing. It's day one of the rest of my life. It's day one of the best of my life. No more lying down in that stiffy. Now I'm rising up.
Talking with Matthew West this morning about Christmas and Christmas time. Matthew, what do you, when you think of growing up and Christmas, what's a memory that comes to your mind?
I had a preacher's kid Christmas, you know, every year. I spent every waking minute at the church, and Christmas Eve was always a special memory where just, you know, we turn the lights down and the whole church is by candlelight, and I was always leading worship or singing, and those are just special moments I always looked forward to. One of the things I always remember, and I've tried to like carry this into how I'm raising my kids in different ways, but at Christmas time, we would always go to this place called Oak Tree Towers. And Oak Tree Towers was the retirement center close to where I lived. And my dad would take the whole family. I was going to say drag the whole family, but I didn't want them to think I had a bad attitude. But I did have a bad attitude. But he would make the whole family go, and I would sing a song for the elderly people, and my dad would preach, and then we would go around and spend time with all the people, and we'd let all the ladies pinch our cheeks. And I remember as a kid, like, being kind of annoyed that one of our Saturdays was going to go to that. But I look back on it now, and just like a lot of things that my parents did, like, you might not understand it in the moment, but the lesson that it teaches you sustains you for many years to come. And so it's crazy, because like, I just put out a record called We Need Christmas, and the message is true. Like, we need Jesus, but the message also carries into what I believe God's calling us to do this Christmas. And that is not only celebrate what he's given to us, but then ask him to give us eyes to see a hurting world around us through eyes of compassion. I guarantee every single one of us can think of somebody or somebodies in our life that are facing a battle, and the Lord could use us to be that word of kindness, that gift of generosity. And so I'm thankful for memories like that that remind me, like, oh, Christmas isn't just about me. You have a hard time as a kid thinking that way. It gets hard as an adult too to think that way, to be others focused and others minded. Who needs Christmas around you? And how could you be someone who brings Christmas and brings the hope of Jesus?
Matthew, you know, when it comes to people that are dealing with difficult times during the Christmas season, it is tough for a lot of people. What's your message to them? How do you deal with anxiety and depression this time of year?
Think about like what you focus on, right? I mean, when your focus shifts outward, you have less capacity to dwell on your own problems. You know what I mean? And I would even say this, I feel like our own battles in life, our own suffering, our own trials can be used by God to give us a greater sense of compassion for the hurting in other people's lives. I think about a prayer request I got last week from a mom who'd just been diagnosed with breast cancer. I mean, who wants that kind of news at Christmas time, let alone any time of the year? But you know what her prayer request was for? It wasn't for her. She said, I've just been diagnosed with breast cancer. Would you please pray for my children? So there she is. That's the heart of a mother right there, just going, I'm about to face my battle, but here's who I'm praying for. I'm praying for my kids because it's going to be hard on them. And man, that's the kind of person I want to be, that in the midst of my own discouragement, in the midst of my own battles, God help me to realize that you can use me even while I'm fighting to help somebody else find strength for whatever they're fighting.
So good. Linda is with us. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd love to tell you this good news story about my mom.
Well, let's do it. Hey, we'd love to hear your story. Our number is 888-888-9976. Well, Linda, what happened?
My mom is 88 years old and she has dementia. And last week she had a stroke. And my brother was with her. He realized something horrible was happening and he called an ambulance right away. And while he waited for the ambulance, he said he could tell she was trying to communicate with him. She kept repeating something, but he couldn't make out what it was.
Okay.
When they got to the hospital, approval was given to use the clot-busting drug that's common in these situations. And my brother was with her the entire time. And he said that within about 20 minutes after receiving the medication, she was speaking clearly. And what she had been saying the entire time was, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding.
Oh, how beautiful.
And now it's a week. She's home. She completely recovered. She had restored all of her limbs and her speech. And it's as though, so the neurologist has said that if I had met her on the street, I would not recognize that she had had a stroke.
Wow.
I love telling this story. You know, my mother's been a pillar of strength for all of us. And now she's reminded us to trust.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. And thank you for what you do. I drive to work every morning listening to your program, and it helps to set the mood for the entire rest of the day. So thank you for being who you are, being amazing.
Well, thank you. Wow, what a story. Life Radio, it's Kankel, Fritz, and friends, and we got our good buddy, our pal, Matthew West with us just right now.
Matthew West in the house.
Yeah.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for having me on.
It's Christmas time, and you are on your Christmas tour in one of our Family Life Radio cities, Midland, Odessa.
How cool is that?
Yeah,
man, it's awesome. It's bittersweet to travel during the month of December, but I keep singing, I'll be home for Christmas. Like, thinking about getting home for Christmas. But you know what? It's been such a fun thing to get back out on the road and getting to perform live music. And man, it's been another hard year. And so we're excited for a handful of Christmas shows to be in front of live audiences and hopefully help some people find encouragement this Christmas.
Amen.
And isn't that needed? I mean, my goodness. That word unprecedented has been so overused, but it's unprecedented.
So I've started every year, I'm going to rewrite the story, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and kind of like do a recap of the year that was. And so, my first lines for this year that I'm going to release are, it says, 'Twas the night before Christmas, the year 21. And much like 2020, not so good, not so fun.
I think you nailed it.
That's it in a nutshell.
The children all snuggled up to devices. No visiting grandma. Have you seen these gas prices?
I think the beautiful thing, even as tough as the last couple of years have been, and even more so, I find in people that in my life that do not consider themselves believers, and prior to all of this happening, wouldn't really have entertained even listening to somebody talk about Jesus or somebody sing about Jesus. They're looking for that hope, and they're so open to the message that's in these songs and the hope of Christmas, because they're searching for something good in all of this. And so it's like, leave it to God to turn bad into good, you know?
That's what he does, right? He can take even broken seasons and turn them into seasons where he's speaking to people's lives. I mean, you think about, what is it that brought you to Christ? You know, a lot of times it's not the victories in our lives that we point to and say, man, when I won that award, I got saved. There's a whole lot of people who found themselves in a pit this past couple of years. And when you're in a pit, guess where you're going to be more likely to look?
Up. Yeah.
You're going to look up.
You have
and
to.
I look to the heavens. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, Amen. The maker of heaven and earth. And so, you know, I know that he's calling people and drawing people to him. Even in our trials, he can get our attention. One of my favorite quotes is from C.S. Lewis, and he said, God whispers to us in our pleasures. He speaks in our conscience, but he shouts in our pain. Mm. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. And I firmly believe that those are some timeless words, because I've seen the pain in our world rousing a deaf world. Our pain can be a megaphone to wake us up and remind us that we need a Savior.
Man, that's good.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.